Now, as he closes the door, you will see at the very top, there's a bolt. Like, you know, when we have bolts on our door, we slide the top one, we do the middle one, and then we maybe key it. Why would it be up there if you can't reach it? Now, it can only mean that these giant structures and giant doors were built for giant people. Now, I've touched on this with Tartaria, and you had different sizes of giants, just like you have different sizes of people today, ranging from 4 foot to 7 feet. Now, these other doors are around the Vatican and buildings around the Vatican. And look at where the handle is on the door. Now, this door here has been cut to make space for a normal size human. But in reality, this door is double the size of a normal human. And you can see the holes there. Look at the holes in the middle where the handles used to be. They've been removed and they've been put lower for normal size humans, which come up to about the breast or the belly button. This is called the Pantheon in Rome. Great tourist site. You'll see me on the next picture there with my hat, and I'm pointing up at where the handles used to be. Now, you know, these giant doors, megalithic structures are all over Rome. It's littered with these, with giant columns, big stones, and big doors for big people. and look at this. The handles are above the guy's head. And this was funny because he opened the smaller door, which they cut. They cut to make this the size for smaller people. And he walks in. That made me laugh. And I caught this live in Rome. So you can have a look at the style of the building. This building is a Tartarian style building with a Phoenician fascia over it. Now, I will make more videos on Tartaria and Phoenicia and explain to you what's going on here with the lion heads and the columns and the triangles above it. But this is a church, not too far from the Vatican, a smaller one. As you can see, just above it, there's a sign. And the sign has been painted on with the name, but it's very primitive looking. You can tell we today are inheritors of this structure. And we have, and look, you can see where the handles are. We've just kind of claimed it and repurposed this building and claimed it as a church. But look how big the handles are and look at where they're positioned on the door.